I'm Don Stewart, and again, a pleasure to talk to you because it's a day of celebration, a day of rejoicing. We have, again, another wonderful pastor here, just happened to be in the neighborhood, Pastor Bill Stonebreaker, Calvary Chapel, Honolulu, Komamai. Bill, mahalo and aloha.
Oh, mahalo and aloha to you too, Don.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. You happen to be here now during this time. It's vacation time for you, right?
Well, it is. You know, we were on the program on Monday with Mike and and Jeff, and then we were leaving tomorrow, and with Chuck on Sunday morning, because Chuck does our How to Walk conferences and pastors leaders for the last 30 years. He didn't make it this time, but he gave us a greeting, and so I usually will buy him a aloha shirt. And since he wasn't there in Hawaii this year, I brought it with me, and along with some macadamia nuts that he loves. So I got to see him Sunday morning before the first service and just went in there, gave him a big hug, and delivered the gifts. And little did we know that those would be his last services, last Sunday morning.
Yeah. Bill, your testimony, you gave it to us a week ago Monday, but again, to the people out there, how Chuck Smith influenced your life, how you got to know him, actually, first and foremost, as a man making surfboards there on the island of Oahu.
Well, you know, Chuck loved the water. He loved to boogie board. He loved to surf. And Chuck was not only my pastor, but he was really a father figure. I think he's a father figure to so many young people that really didn't have a father figure. I had five different fathers, and I never really got to know any of them. And so that was a big void in my life. And Chuck really was that part, as well as my pastor and my mentor. And because he loved surfing, we were just a very young church, hardly even a church. We called up Costa Mesa because we heard Chuck was coming to the islands. We said, hey, Chuck, can you come out to the North Shore? You know, I lived at Sunset Beach. We had the Bible studies in our house out there. And so Chuck said, sure, I'll come on out with a busload of people. So, yeah, he came out. He had about 50 people in his bus, and we had about 30 people in the fellowship, and we met in our backyard underneath the stars, and Chuck just taught the word, you know, and in our backyard, and that's how we eventually, you know, got to know Chuck.
Yeah, and you know, there are pictures of Chuck actually surfing in Hawaii, and people don't really know and appreciate the fact that Chuck was a surfer, wasn't he?
He was. He loved the water, and we took him out surfing out there, and we just had a great time in different spots out there. And there was a time when we took him out in some pretty good-sized waves, and I had a great big board that I let him use, and he paddled out. He took off in a wave, and I didn't see him.
Uh-oh.
And I thought, oh, no, what did I do to Pastor Chuck? But he went in, he got his boogie board, came back out. He said, I think I feel more comfortable on my boogie board.
Yeah. Yeah. Bill, you know, we've all known that the time was going to be soon when Chuck would leave us. Your thoughts, again, when you heard it, what you're thinking right now?
You know, I think it comes in waves, Don. You know, I think if you know that Chuck is his, you know, the outward is depleting, is decaying. The inward is as strong as ever. I think Chuck, you know, wanting to express, you know, the Chuck that is so vibrant and powerful, and yet that body was fading, and we all knew that. And yet when Chuck goes, he's so bigger than life.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like Chuck is always going to be here. And, you know, through the radio ministry and through the ministry that he's left, he will always be here in that sense with the teaching and all. But just to grasp the fact that Chuck's not there at Costa Mesa anymore. He's not there in the church.
Yeah.
We went there Sunday morning. We went there Wednesday because we knew he does the communion. Brian was there, and Brian prayed for Chuck, and afterwards talked with Brian, and Brian said, you know what, Chuck doesn't have much longer. He could go any time. Little did we know that a few hours later, 3:30 in the morning, this morning, that Chuck would be with the Lord, you know, and I know that that's always something Chuck looked for, and he always said, don't try to bring me back. If you try to bring me back and raise me from the dead, I'm going to come back and haunt you. So we know that Chuck is rejoicing around the throne of God, but, you know, we're just in a state of shock here. You know, it's going to take some time to adjust to the fact that our pastor and our father figure is not with us.
Yeah, you know, we, as you've seen and you are here, we broadcast from the fifth floor here. And what would happen always, Chuck would come over in his little red golf cart before the program from the office over here, and I'd see him go across the parking lot. If there's any trash in the parking lot, of course, he'd stop and pick it up, and he'd deposit. He'd done that for years and years. And I'm looking out now, and I can't imagine not seeing him come around the corner. It's almost, it's I guess, hard to comprehend. Bill, I know there are people out there who Chuck has been their pastor, the only pastor they've known. How would you minister to them today? What would you tell them? Because they're grieving. They don't know what to say, what to do, what to feel. What kind of encouragement would you give them?
Well, I think the legacy that Chuck has left us through his teaching and through his reading of the scriptures and just through his prayers, I've told, we've got our radio station in Hawaii, K-Lite Radio, and you had mentioned, Don, we've just been given that construction permit for a 100,000-watt FM station. And one of the things I've asked our guys to do is to put together Chuck's prayers at the end of his messages. Mm. His prayers are so powerful, and I just want an hour of Chuck's prayers to listen to, to devote myself to the Lord through the prayers that Chuck prayed. He prayed so powerfully. And then, of course, his benedictions. And that's another thing I'm going to have the guys put together, the benedictions. And I think Chuck's legacy is going to live on. His legacy is a lot bigger than Chuck himself. It outlasts the number of years, the 88 years that God has given him. Mm. And so I think just with encouraging those who they have that void in their heart and in their life right now, because Chuck is gone, but his legacy lives on, you know, and the fact that Chuck is where we will be, that's what we look forward to. And it's kind of like going on a trip to Hawaii, you know, the anticipation of that trip is probably just as exciting as getting on the plane and going over there to Hawaii and being in Hawaii. Now, we can anticipate being with all our loved ones, and especially with Chuck, you know, when we too are face-to-face with the Lord. But until that time, the Lord has got a work and a ministry for us to do here on earth, whether it's to pray for and to minister to our next-door neighbor or that person in the grocery store or at our school or on our job. That's what God's called us to do. And Chuck's left that in our heart to do.
Indeed. And you mentioned, you know, hearing Chuck's benediction, Chuck's prayers. We had today, as you heard earlier, played some of his reading of the scripture and some of the Psalms and that. And when you hear that, when you hear him read the scripture, Bill, it's what can you say? I mean, it just tears you up, doesn't it?
Well, we were, you know, we were driving and, you know, I'm listening to K-Wave and listening to, you know, the programming and all. And I don't know, you know, things right away, they don't affect me right away. And I don't go into great tears right away. You know, it could be interpreted as being hard, but it's not that way. It's in those quiet moments in certain times where it really affects me, and I can, you know, get very emotional. And I think when they did play Chuck's Psalm 23, as he's reading the Psalms with that bed of music, it just, me and my wife are driving, and she's weeping as well. She says, what are they doing to us?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and when they played that, and you hear the robust voice of Chuck, distinctive, robust voice of Chuck, and you just think of his vigor and his power and his ministry, and then Chuck is now living out that very thing that that Psalm 23 is, you know, as he's reading it, just really, really got to me in a big way.
Yeah, you know, and on the program the last couple of years, Bill, as you know, he's been talking about looking forward to that new body he's going to get, because the last 5 years it's been tough on him physically, you know, with the back, the stroke, the cancer, the knee surgery and all that. And now he's got that body. He's got that. He's in the presence of the Lord now. He's free from the shackles, I guess we should say, of this earthly tent.
Yeah, and you know, Brian had we had a service over at, well, not really a service, but it was their regular Thursday service, and Brian spoke and just addressed the students there in the school, and then the staff and stuff. And one of the things that Brian said that I thought was so true, and I don't think you really pick this up from Chuck, because he doesn't You know, he doesn't talk about himself, but one of the things about Chuck is he would never show weakness because he wasn't weak.
Yeah.
He was always strong in the Lord. And I think one of the hardest thing for Chuck is to be in a weakened state.
Yeah.
And we all know in his physical body, his body was weakened at this point. And so that was very hard for Chuck. And his spirit was so strong when I saw him Sunday morning, so strong, and yet that body, you know, that body wasn't serving the purpose for which I know Chuck wanted it to serve. And so that was very difficult for him.
It was very tough for all of us to see, wasn't it?
It was. And for the Sunday morning service, talking with one of the people that have been at Calvary Chapel ever since Calvary Chapel has been Calvary Chapel, they said, I couldn't help but just weep throughout the service because of that. And I think so much we're there for Chuck because, you know, Chuck has given that message before that he did on Abraham, whose, you know, body was weak, but he did not take that into account. And yet in faith, and that was what Chuck is all about, you know. Yeah. And we remember that sermon, Chuck in his strong body, and here still his spirit still just as strong, and yet at the same time the body was weakened and fading.
Indeed. Any last thoughts for the people out there, Pastor Bill Stonebreaker?
Well, I just, you know, my heart is for what Chuck has left behind, because I don't think Chuck wants us to sit around and mope and weep over his passing. But what I think he wants to do, and the strength that Chuck had in his character and in the Lord, he wants that to be infused in us.
Yeah.
And that's really what I've written the pastors in Hawaii, to carry on that very legacy that Chuck has left behind, and that that very work that was God began through Chuck and has now been disseminated into our lives. And if the Lord tarries into the next generation, we just want to keep that legacy and that ministry that the Lord has given us through our pastor, Chuck, to continue on. And I think that would be the greatest blessing for Chuck, who is in heaven now and just rejoicing around the throne, for him to know that when we do get to heaven, say, hey, Chuck, we carried on that very legacy that the Lord had started through you. That would probably make him a very happy man.
Indeed. Bill Stonebreaker, Calvary Chapel, Komo Mai in Honolulu, Hawaii. Thank you so much for being on today.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Today, the staff of K-Wave join you in mourning the loss of Chuck Smith. Chuck Smith and Calvary Chapel have played an important role in the evangelical movement. K-Wave is part of his vision, his gift to you. God used him in great ways, and his memory will be with us forever. Thank you for continuing to pray for his family and for those that are mourning his loss today. Chuck Smith is home.